This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder last year is in court today, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Boulder prosecutors plan to share an update on the mental state of the 22-year-old suspect. He was found incompetent to stand trial last year. Officials have released few details about his condition, other than he's currently being treated at the Colorado Mental Health Institute of Pueblo. The suspect faces more than 100 criminal charges related to the mass shooting. If a judge rules he's competent, a trial date will be set. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Early numbers indicate that fewer people are returning to prison after previously serving time. Dean Williams is the head of Colorado's Department of Corrections. Williams told Colorado Matters work release and job training programs can help reduce recidivism.
Part of the problem with people getting incarcerated is when they get released is that if you don't have a home, job, money, purpose, going back to prison is not as bad as it would be for you and me or the average person.
Williams does expect prison numbers to go up because of an increase in crime and tough-on-crime policies. Former Douglas County School Superintendent Corey Wise says he was fired illegally over his support for masking and equity policies. Wise described the meeting where he was told to resign or be fired.
You know, it was a pretty clear ultimatum. We want you to resign. We want to know by Tuesday night, effective Wednesday. If you don't, we're prepared to terminate. Short meeting, but very clear in expectation and ultimatum.
Wise alleges discrimination and retaliation by the district and four members of the school board. Colorado snowpack is nearly normal for this time of year, but warmer than normal spring temperatures are melting off mountain snow early. Federal numbers show statewide stream flow is 86% of average, and there's the chance for more snow today in Vail and Aspen, staying mostly sunny around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.